In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Many of us, when we reach the book of Leviticus, we start skipping the first chapters because they are just regulations. And if I don't understand the regulations, then these chapters seem to be boring. And Book of Leviticus started with the sacrifices. We have four blood sacrifices and one offering of flour. So today I like to study with you the burnt offering, which is one of the four blood sacrifices. And it is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 1. And usually when you study the sacrifices, you need to compare it with two things: with the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, as well as the divine liturgy. So when you compare the divine liturgy with the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, with the sacrifices that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, the book of Leviticus, you will find a beautiful link, and this will give you more understanding toward the sacrifice of Christ and more understanding toward the divine liturgy. So studying the sacrifices will help you to enjoy the divine liturgy. But before, I like to differentiate between three words: the word offering, the word oblation, and sometimes translated as a gift, and the word sacrifice. بالعربي offering اللي هي التقدمة, oblation or gift اللي هي قرابين قربان, وسacrifice اللي هي ذبيحة أو ضحية. Sacrifice literally means there is shedding of blood. نقول ذبيحة حاجة مذبوحة. There is shedding of blood. That's sacrifice. But I will come again to this definition once again. Oblation or gift, that is something I offer it in order to bring me closer to God in worship. Not necessarily has shedding of blood. In Arabic, كلمة قربان جاي من كلمة يتقرب, يقرب. فالقربان ده اللي أنا بتقرب بيه لله. So the oblation or the gift, something bring me closer to God in worship, or something I offer it to God in worship. Not necessarily with shedding of blood. So I can say every sacrifice is oblation, but not every oblation is a sacrifice. كل ذبيحة هي قربان, ولكن ليس كل قربان هو ذبيحة, لأن القربان ممكن يكون في shedding of blood or without shedding of blood. فاهمين لغاية كده؟ The third word offering اللي هي التقدمة, anything that's offered, whether in worship or outside worship, anything that's offered to God, whether to be used in worship or not to be used in worship. يعني مثلا في العهد القديم if they offered anise and cumin as part of their tithes, this was not used in worship. So it's offering. If you offer the flower, it is both offering and oblation. If they offered animal to be slaughtered, then it is both offering, oblation, and sacrifice. So the outer circle called offering. Inside this circle, there is a narrower circle called oblation. And within this narrower circle, there is a third circle in the middle called sacrifice. So every sacrifice is oblation and offering. Every oblation is an offering. But not every offering is a sacrifice and oblation. فاهمين؟ يعني مثلا في الدير هنا لو ناس جابوا شوية رز ومكرونة وكده نسميها ايه؟ offering، تقديم. لو جابوا شمع وزيت نسميه ايه؟ قربان، حاجة بنستخدمها في العبادة. معلش خلينا لو احنا عايشين بس في العهد القديم، هرجع للعهد القديم. لو جابوا animal to be slaughtered يبقى سميه ايه؟ ذبيحة. واخدين بالكم؟ Once the Lord Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice, we don't offer any blood sacrifice because Jesus offered himself once for all. Right? That's why Abuna in the St. Gregory liturgy, I offer you my master. What we can offer? I cannot offer Christ because Christ offered himself once for all. And there is no need for animal sacrifice. فاكرين ابونا بيقول ايه؟ اقدم لك سيدي، بيقدم ايه؟ The symbols of my freedom. And I write my works according to your word. So what Abuna is offering here? What he is offering? Exactly. He is offering himself. And Abuna is speaking on behalf of all of us. So when we go to the church, what is the sacrifice that we are offering? It's ourselves. يعني أنا بروح كنيسة بقدم نفسي ذبيحة. Symbols of my freedom, يعني أنا I have no choice. What you ever to choose to me, I will follow. مش كده بقول I will write my works according to your will. Also in the church, I offer the sacrifice of praises. And why praises is considered a sacrifice? If you think about the other form of prayer, there are five forms of prayer. اللي هي supplication, prayer, intercession, thanksgiving, and sacrifice, and praises. If you think about the other form of prayers, it has to do with me in a way or another. Right? أنا بطلب حاجة لنفسي, supplication. I'm communicating with God. It's about me and my relationship with God. Interceding on somebody most probably important to me. Or thanking God for something he has done to me or others. So I'm involved with it. The only prayer in which I'm not part of it has nothing to do with me is praises. When you say holy, 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 it's about God, it's not about me. So in praises, I forget completely myself. So it's a sacrifice of self. That's why it's called sacrifice of praise.
Sometimes we say praise God for what he has done for me. Is that really a thing?
That's Thanksgiving. Okay. Yani, when I praise God for what he has done to me, that's Thanksgiving. But praises is to praise God for who he is. Like when you say holy, holy, holy. You know, there's nothing about me here. When listen, narrow praise this book of Revelation, you are worthy to receive honor, glory, majesty. Messenger praises that is what Alan, Zion, the power, glory, blessing, majesty forever. You know, that has nothing to do with me. Not, yeah, I'm not involved here.
Who's
it telling? Like اللي أجازنا في البحر الأحمر اللي التالت ده بيركز برضو على ان بيدعى الخليقة كلها ان هو تسبح ربنا. Yes. That's why praises is considered a sacrifice because I slaughter myself completely. I forget about myself. I'm praising God. So the divine liturgy is a sacrifice of praise. So there is a sacrifice. And the word thiseia means sacrifice. اللي بقى مش فاهم الفرق بين التلاتة دولت فيجي في مرد الشماس اللي هو يقول ايه صلى من اجل هذه القرابين المقدسة الكريمة. القرابين دي كل ما بنقربه من اجل العبادة. وبعدين وضعها يانا يروح مغيرها. يروحوا له وتقديماتنا. بس لما تقروها بالقبطي او باليوناني بالمرد اليوناني بروز فيكساستي ابرتون اجيون تيميون كثيسيون ايمون كثيسيون ايمون ذبائحنا او ضحايانا. بس هو عدم الفهم خلى بعض الناس يقول احنا we don't offer ضحية و don't offer ذبيحة ما بنجيبش animal sacrifice دلوقتي فنروح نشيلها ونروح نحط بدلها كلمة تانية وتقديماتنا لكن هي كلمة our sacrifices because we offer ourselves as a sacrifice and Saint Paul in Romans 12 he told us I want you to offer yourself as a sacrifice your reasonable worship. So Saint Paul considered worship is a sacrifice in Romans chapter 12. فبيقول I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Not that blood sacrifice. Living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Saint Paul also in Hebrews اعتبر in prayer my body when I labor with my body I suffer with my body I struggle with my body in standing in prostration. This is a sacrifice. لما بقف حتى لو أنا تعبان بتحامل على نفسي وأفضل واقف أو بعمل مطمن بتحامل على نفسي. This is a sacrifice. تقدموا أجسادكم. عشان كده هنا نتكلم your bodies, present your bodies. ودي خدها برضو من المزمور when he said lifting up of my hands. as evening sacrifice. يكون رفع يدي اللي بمزمور وصلي في صلاة النوم كذبيحة مسائية. رفع يدي كذبيحة مسائية. And in his letter to Timothy, he told them, I want men to pray raising up their hands. أنا بقول ده يعني ليه؟ أحيانا راح تخش الكنيسة باتديد أنها على طول التسبيح. تعبت شويتين أقعد على طول. ما عنديش حتة بقى إن أنا بجاهد وإن أنا I offer my body as a living sacrifice. طبعا لو في حاجة يعني الحكمة هنا discretion is needed if I am physically ill or يعني I cannot stand or this actually will worsen a health condition, that's understandable. لكن بتكلم عن واحد مثلا ايه رجلي وجعت شوي روح قاعد يا لسه ابونا. يعني من الحاجات الكومن في مصر ان مثلا وقت صلاة المجمع مجمع القداس الكونريشن سنت ناس تقعد. ليه؟ عشان مثلا هياخد له 7 دقايق. انت ما تحصل لك ايه رجلك هيحصل ايه لو وقفت 7 دقايق دي. فتلاقي كده ايه وين تلاقي حد ابتداها مثلا حد ابتدى يقعد في المجمع كل بقى يقول لك خلاص ما هو فيهم بيقعد معك كلنا نقعد في المجمع. A third type of sacrifice, your first type اللي هو الإيجو. And forgetting myself completely. Second type اللي هو البادي. Third type اتكلم عليه سان بول in Hebrews اللي هي giving to others. Giving is also considered a sacrifice. لأن هنا برضو I forget completely about myself. فمثلا هنا في Hebrews chapter 13 يقول إيه؟ يقول verse 16 but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So the word sacrifice changed from the Old Testament into New Testament. If New Testament doesn't mean in there is shedding of blood, but it means slaughtering of one's self, whether my ego or my pride and sorry on my body or my belonging, my money, my possessions, my pride or my ego or my body or my belongings. من الكلمات اللي تبين يعني ايه why giving is a sacrifice. Saint Paul in his letter to Corinth قال I witnessed that they became poor from the abundance of their giving. افتقروا لوفرة عطائهم. يعني somebody gives مثلا if I'm a rich person maybe I will not give 10%, I will give 40%, but still the 60% is enough to make me live comfortable. بالكم ممكن واحد يدي 80% 80% of his income but still the 20% making him living comfortable. But who is willing to give until he becomes poor? ده الديسكريبشن ده جميل قوي. افتقروا لوفرة عطائه. So they became poor because of the abundance of their giving. Like the widow that she gave the 2 mites. She gave all what she had. That's why giving in this way is sacrifice. Is a sacrifice. And when I go to the liturgy, I don't offer animal sacrifice anymore, but I offer my ego, I offer my body and I offer my belongings. مش كده بيقول لا تظهروا امامي فارغين. وزي ما انا بروح كل يوم حد الكنيسه بصلي وصايم، المفروض ان انا بعطي. The Lord said, don't appear in front of me empty handed. مش كده انا بتكلم الناس على العطاء، بقول لهم even if you're gonna send your money by a check or automatic deduction from your account every month, but don't deprive yourself when you go on Sunday to the church, as St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. من ان انت to go and offer something, even $1, even $5, $10. You need to go and put something, to offer something. وما يجيش مثلا الاب يقول انا I am paying the tithe more than the tithe. خلاص nobody. No. In 1 Corinthians 16 يقول let each one on every first day of the week to offer as much as he can afford. فإيتش وان يعني الأطفال والكبار كل واحد لازم يروح ويدي. It's part of the sacrifice. I'm here to offer a sacrifice. Sacrifice of praises, sacrifice of my body, sacrifice of my belonging, and sacrifice of my own self. زي ما قال له I offer you the symbols of my freedom. يبقى four types of sacrifices. Sacrifice of praise, sacrifice of one's self, sacrifice of my belonging, sacrifice of my body. يبقى كلمنا هنا على ان sacrifice وبعدين every sacrifice is part of the oblation و every oblation is a part of offering. كرونسوس الأولى 1 Corinthians. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, كان ممكن يعمل له collection once خلاص. On the first day of the week and on Sunday, the day of worship, let each one of you, each one means everybody, husband, wife, children, everybody, lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there will be no collection when I come. فهنا بولس كان عنده مبدأ ان هو مش عايز فلوس تتلم وهو موجود. They should not collect money when he was there. Yeah. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2. بس خلينا نقرأ من verse 1. بيقول moreover brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. So their poverty abounded. Why? Because of the riches of their liberality. يعني من غنى سخائهم فقرهم ده بقى عميق. You follow me? That in a great trial of affliction. يعني برغم ان هم كانوا في ضيقة، يعني الواحد وقت الضيقة يقولك let me save for myself. But in spite of this affliction, the abundance of their joy. So they gave and they were joyful because God loves a cheerful giver. And their deep poverty abounded. Their deep, شوف بس expression, their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. Why this happened? For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. So يعني they gave willingly above their ability. ولما
قالوا لهم no, don't give, that's beyond your ability. قالوا imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. فهنا يعني هما they had their affliction, but in spite of this affliction they gave abundantly to the extent they became very poor. And when Paul tried to stop them, they implored to give, and they gave above and beyond their ability for the poor. علشان كده بقى in verse 5 he explained the key. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord. That's the key. When the person gives himself to God first, it will be easy to give anything else. So they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. وبعدين he compared them beside the Messiah in verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. So he is saying these people following the example of Jesus, they were rich but they became poor. As Jesus himself, he's rich but he became poor for us, that you through his poverty might become rich. Yes. ما ده يعني اكتر يعني ما اناش كده قلت زي بس انا عجبني الاكسبريشن بتاع سان بول. يعني قول هي دي كانت فقيرة, يعني this would فقيرة وده كل اللي عندها, لكن دولت ناس بقوا فقراء. يعني واحد قاعد يدي 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 لغاية لما هو نفسه بقى فقير. عشان كده قال it's above and beyond their ability. And I think the answer in the letter of St. Paul, they give themselves to God first. So if I'm saying somebody to give even the tithe, but he did not give himself to God, it will be a challenge. But if somebody give himself to God first, then actually without us asking him to give, they will give. يعني ده هنا في situation San Paul was not encouraging them to give, he was actually pleading with them to stop, but no, they implored and they pleaded with San Paul to لأنه أدوا نفسهم لربنا الآن. But I think the key here, we give ourselves to God first. يعني حتى في طريق الرهبان تلاقي لما الإنسان أدى نفسه ربنا بجد بجد, خلاص he came here not يعني seeking the luxuries of the world. خلاص هو جاي بعيش يعيش فقر بجد. لكن لما الواحد بيكون لسه ما اداش نفسه ربنا تلاقيه عايز يعيش برضه comfortable. يعني literally he is taking the vow of poverty, but there is no poverty because anything I needed I have it. So where is the poverty here? أنا مثلا لما بعوز حاجة بتجيني, طب where is the poverty؟ البوفرتي يكون محتاج, مع الإنسان الفقير ده بمحتاج حاجة ومش قادر يجيبها, هو ده الإنسان الفقير. لكن لو أنا كل اللي أنا محتاج وبعرف أجيبه, مش مهم أنا عندي كام في البنك, بس المهم أولا مش مهم أنا ما عنديش حساب في البنك خالص, إن الرهب ما عندوش حسابات في البنك, لكن كل اللي انا عايز الدرب يجيبهولي. So where is the poverty here؟ فعلش كده تبتدي ان الانسان يدي نفسه لربنا. And St. Anthony the Great, when he gave himself to God, nobody told him go and distribute the 300 acres to the poor. Nobody told him this. He made the decision on his own. Nobody encouraged him to make such a decision. He made such a decision on his own. The key here, to give myself to God first. That's the key. كان أنبابي من المتنيح ملاوي قالها مرة في عزة من العزات بتاعته. قال لما نزل هناك فالناس يعني زي ما متعودين في بعض يعني بلاد الصعيد، سيدنا هنزور فلان وفلان وفلان وفلان، دولت من أغنياء البلد ويعني عشان يتبرعوا كده. فسيدنا قال لهم لا، أنا مش عايز فلوس، أنا عايزهم هم يجوا ربنا، ولما هم هيجوا ربنا هيجوا هم بفلوسهم. So his focus was not actually to visit the rich عشان to encourage them to give. No, that's a wrong focus. But his focus was to visit everybody, the rich and the poor, and to bring everybody to the knowledge of Christ. And when everybody comes to the knowledge of Christ, they will come. زي ما احنا بنشوف في سفر الأعمال. All those who believed, they came and sold all what they had and put it under the feet of the apostles. ما حدش قال لهم اعملوا كده. يقول لك حتى برنابا كان عنده حقل وباعه وجابه وحط الفلوس بتاعته تحت يعني قدمي الرسل. So when the person give himself to God, then all what he had, he will give. أنا يعني هو كويس الانترودكشن، لسه ما دخلناش في موضوع الذبائح، بس أنا الانترودكشن دي كانت كويسة على الأقل. يعني it opened the introduction for us the difference between oblation, sacrifice and offering. وبرضه فهمنا in the divine liturgy four type of sacrifices we are offering. We are not offering blood sacrifice anymore, but we are offering ourselves, sacrifice of praise, sacrifice of our belonging, and sacrifice of body, as St. Paul spoke. واتكلم شوية بقى على موضوع الجيفينج، وده يعني ممكن ده انترودكشن، ربنا يسهل في المرات الجاية نتكلم على موضوع الذبائح. على صوتك سمع. ده ما يعتبرش بلاد ساكريفايس، لأن ده عطاء للفقراء. يعني this is giving to the poor. لكن ما أقدر أسميها sacrifice إنها slaughtered as the burnt offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. لا، دي مجرد حاجة بيذبحوا مثلا خروف يوزعوا على الفقراء. فده زي اللي هي كان هيبرو شابتر 13 اللي هو واحد بيدي للفقراء. تخش تقديمات يعني. لا طبعا، احنا لا نقدم ربنا. هو انا مين عشان اقدم ربنا الذبيحة؟ هو زي اللي احنا فايته في انف، هو الذي قدم ذاته، الذي اصعد ذاته. هي ذا وان هو اوفرت هيمسيلف. فبس انا لما بقف في الذبيحه، طب ربنا قدم نفسه، طب وانا اقدم ايه؟ في العهد القديم كان الناس بتقدم، واحد بياخد خروف، واحد بياخد، طب انا اقدم ايه؟ فابونا يجي في القداس يقول طب وات شود اي اوفر؟ قال له I offer to you بقى the symbols of my freedom. ده اللي بقدمه لك يا رب.
يعني في الذبائح لازم الإنسان بيقدم وربنا بيقدم.
في الذبائح الإنسان بيقدم، ولكن اللي بيصعد الذبيحة في تقديمة الذبيحة وإصعادها. الإنسان بيقدمها والكاهن بيصعدها. إنما ربنا قدم وأصعد. مش كده إحنا نسميها صعيدة. هذه الصعيدة انه اصعد الذبيحة وهو قدمها، فهو قدم واصعد الاثنين.
اصعد
هي offer to God, lifted up, presented to God.
glory be to God.